Hi, Fred. Bob Ratson from Lowell, Massachusetts. Couple of changes in the Boston AM dial. First of all, 1510 on the dial, which originally was WMEX Boston and then WITS and WMRE and more recently WSSH, simulcasting with the FM WSSH 99.5, has now changed to a Spanish format. Still WSSH, but no longer the simulcast. Also, 1150 on the dial, which used to be WCOP originally, and then WHUE, and then it went silent, and now is WMEX, the old 1510 call. And WMEX used to carry music from the 50s and 60s, and then it went business radio, and now it's simulcasting with Magic Radio WMJX 106. So that's it from here, Fred.
Hi, friends. Jim Snowbarger calling from Central Iowa. I wanted to tell you all about an antenna that I just built and got some really great results out of. Basically, it's a square, 4 foot per side, standing on its corner. It's a loop. Just got about five turns of wire wound around the square in a flat plane, and then the ends of the wire are brought into a variable capacitor in the middle, and attune the thing to resonance, and have a standard radio with a ferrite pickup loop inside it anywhere near this coil, and when you bring it to resonance, you get an incredible increase in signal strength at the frequency you're listening to. And with my ICF 2010, for example, tuned to a 500-watt station 90 miles away, turn the RF gain all the way down, I can't even get that station, but I bring this antenna into resonance, and it almost brings it to full quieting. Really great. If you want to call and ask me some questions about it, my number is 515-478-3347, evenings and weekends. Give me a call.
Greetings to all DX Audio Service members. This is Tom Likens from Louisa, Kentucky. Several things I want to mention. Number one, I have received for Christmas a GE Super Radio, and I've been closely comparing it with Panasonic RF2200. I find that in my opinion, the RF2200 edges it out on sensitivity on AM and possibly FM just a little bit. Now, like many of you, I don't live in a major metropolitan area and have intermod problems. And I understand that GE Super Radio is a lot better at handling intermod than the RF2200 on FM, which is a piece of junk on FM. Those are only two portables that I have used. I don't really go any place to use them. But I wonder what radios that people use to get rid of images of stations that operate, say, at 1600 on the dial in the upper portion of the band, and you get an image of them down around 700 on down, and between 550 and 600, depending on how the radios are tuned. Is there a radio out of portable where you don't have this problem? I have some older receivers that I don't have the problem on. As far as the market scope is concerned, I think that the market scopes ought to be edited by Wayne. I realize he doesn't do it, but like on the Chicago market on FM, there was nothing listed above WFMT. If you know that there are not stations listed that should be, the market scope should not be aired. These people who are going to do it should do it right or do not do it at all, period. If I was going to do a market scope, I would list all the stations that were considered in this tri-state area of Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. So, people, if you ain't going to do it right, don't do it at all. And Wayne should edit those and let these guys know that there are more stations in the market, and surely they could do a better job. I agree with Mike Corcoran that the Chicago radio market, although I don't know a lot about it, was not done as it should have been at all. Too much was left out. Let's correct this situation immediately. Thank you.
Well, hello, DXers. This is Marty Rimpaugh in Oakland. And the 950 radio station in Tijuana, Mexico, XCKAM, they used to be the Sun Radio Network affiliated with them, but now they are running oldies. They claim that they've been on the air since Thursday, although sources in Southern California have said that they had just heard them just this morning, and indeed they are now playing One Mint Julep by Ray Charles, and before that was The Morning Side of the Mountain by Tommy Edwards. And I also heard them play Ling Ting Tong by the Five Keys. So they are really going for some obscure oldies as well as the familiar favorites. So they are supposed to launch a live format Monday morning with 6 traffic reports an hour. I don't know if they're live now or taped or what, but we have another oldies radio station in Southern California now, 950 XEKAM. Anyway, that's all for now. Happy DX.
Hi, Fred. This is Greg Jack in Olympia. I wanted to make a comment basically aimed at the person who did the Chicago market scope. I have an album here which is entitled Studs Terkel's Weekly Almanac on Folk Music Blues on WMFT with Big Bill Brunzi and Pete Seeger that I found in Portland a long time ago. I thought he might be interested in knowing that. I find the custom of a classical music station doing other alternative programming really kind of fascinating, and I wish the stations around here would do some of that. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you later.
Mark Marino from Long Beach, and I wanted to give you some updated information on XEKAM. They are supposed to start Monday, March 11th, with consumer business radio all day, except from 1 to 5 in the morning, they're going to have an oldies show. The program director is Al Gross, and so we'll have to see how. Oh, and they're also supposed to get a new transmitter and be 20,000 watts instead of 10,000 watts. So I don't know how well that will improve their signal here. They come in pretty good. Anyway, in my travels, I use a Super Radio or the Sony 2010. Of course, I find the Super Radio 2 a little bit more sensitive than the 2010. But I think the Super Radio 1s were even more sensitive. Also, as far as the market scope goes, some of the stations that didn't get on, some of them I couldn't get, and some of them were really suburban stations, and I didn't feel that doing the city of Chicago, I felt that I should concentrate specifically on stations that were located in the city. WONX is in Evanston, and I can't get it from where I was on the south suburbs. And WPNA, I could have gotten. I probably should have included them, although they're technically in Oak Park. 1330, I cannot get. I don't know what its call is now or what they're doing. The stations on 1240 I cannot pick up because WJOB in Hammond is in the way. So those really should have been on because they are located in Chicago, but I couldn't pick them up. WBEE, they are still jazz, and I could have put them on, but again, they're in a suburb in Harvey. So that's why happened what happened, and I hope that helps some, and maybe the next time we can do better.
Good evening, or good morning, and to all of your DX Audio Service members here. Paul Burkhardt from Watertown, Massachusetts, here on March the 12th of 1991. I've been trying to get a hold of you for the past week, and I haven't been able to do it because there was no action line. Anyway, a week and a half ago, we have a couple of new format changes at 1150. WMEX, which is Business Radio, 1150 is no more. They are now simulcast with Magic 106.7 WMJX in Boston. Also, WSSH, which used to be simulcast with Wish 99.5, WSSH 1510, they have now gone all Spanish. This is as of a week ago this past Friday, as I report this to you. I hope people that... anyway, thank you very much. Hi, Fred. Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts, again on the 13th of March. I forgot to ask you, or to tell you, actually, back in some issues back on the audio service, there was mention of two stations, one at 650 kilocycles in Clinton, Massachusetts, WBSO. And nothing was further mentioned on that in otherness. Also, there was a station at 1270 in Fairhaven, Massachusetts, I believe it's WEDD. This was mentioned about a year and a half ago. We haven't heard anything about that station, either at 1270 in Fairhaven or at 650 in Lancaster, Mass, or Clinton, Mass. I'm just wondering whatever became of those two stations. And that is all I have for now. Take care, all of you.
This is Mark Marino again, and I sure wish this was no April. Oh man, let me start over. This is Mark again, and I sure wish this was an April Fool's joke, but it isn't. 96.7 KWIZ in Santa Ana is now Radio Korea. It's all Korean. They do their own programming during the day, and at night they simulcast with 1300 in Pasadena, KAZN. A total surprise to everybody in Southern California.
Hello, Fred, and everyone on the audio service. This is Dale Ham, Birmingham, Alabama. I'd like to report a format change on 770 WVNN in Athens, Decatur, Huntsville area. A format has been changed to the Business Radio Network. Another thing during this test for the DX test of KTIB Thibodeau, Louisiana, I was able to hear that station very good here. And also during that transmission that evening around 2 o'clock Central Time, I also was able to hear KFX in Los Angeles. That's my first California, the log, and I also kept hearing the BBC and wondering what the heck's going on. And got to checking back in the January issue of the audio service and found that they'd mentioned that WOI in Iowa was carrying the BBC on Saturdays and Sundays, so I guess it was WOI there in Iowa. Just wanted to pass all this along. I hope I didn't forget anything I wanted to tell you, but enjoy the DX audio service. Bye.
Hi, Fred and friends. This is Rick Lewis in the Dalles, Oregon. And West Coast DXers, if you happen to get pure gold on 870, chances are you have a station which has just changed format over the past few days, somewhere right around the 11th of March, apparently, and that is KORD in the Tri-Cities, Pasco, Richland, Kennewick, Washington, are now running Pure Gold, which is a change from their country format of several years, still in, of all things, Con Stereo.
Hi, Fred, and other audio service subscribers. This is Doug Hunsinger in Silver Spring, Maryland. I was just going to comment on what I travel with. When I travel, I usually take a Grundig Satellite 400 with me, and its FM is outstanding, its AM is fair, and its shortwave is fair to good. And I like it because of the size, and it, you know, does well enough on AM, but not as good as I'd like it to do. I'm wondering if anybody knows of any smaller radios than the GE Super Radio that does basically as good a job as that one does. I've never seen one. Wonder if anybody else has. And also, I don't know if Vic or anybody else has mentioned this WPGC thing. Mostly simulcasting with, actually, WMET in Gaithersburg, Maryland at 1150 is simulcasting with PGC most of the time. And when PGC is on reduced power, you hear this slogan, 1580 downtown, 1150 all around. So it's a business radio and NBC network affiliated. Also, another format change, WWIN AM in Baltimore doesn't simulcast with their FM anymore. The AM is now inspirational with black gospel music, etc. As usual, I enjoy the magazine. I'll be looking forward to the April Fool's edition, the anniversary edition. Bye-bye.
Hi, Fred. This is Gary Kettler in Austin, and a couple of things. Today, by the way, is March 20th, and on March 6th, 1370 KFON here dropped their mixture of local and national talk to go into a simulcast with their FM KKMJ. They are still carrying Rush Limbaugh, however. And concerning radios to take that you might take traveling, I usually take a GE Super Radio 2 and a Sony Walkman for FM. Have a good time, and we'll talk to you later.
Hi, this is Marcy Scott reporting from Watertown, Massachusetts. It is March 20th at approximately a quarter of four in the afternoon. I have some probably what is old news now. On March 1st at 6 a.m., our 1510 station AM, WSSH, which had been simulcasting with its FM, kept its call letters but changed to Spanish and is taking over the frequency, which is still being held by 1060 WBIV of Radio Continental, and it is called Super Continental. Meanwhile, WVIB or BIV 1060 will remain as it is until the 1st of April, and then will go still in Spanish but evangelical. So we now have two, in a sense, one additional Spanish station, one of which the 1510 one has already reported on the air quite a few interesting calls that they've gotten from places as far away as New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Also, on 1150 WMEX, which was the business radio, has now changed, and that was also, I believe, March 1st, to WMJX, simulcasting with its FM.
Ako imate nešto da kažete ili ako mislite na nešto, zovi nas na ovu liniju 419-224-3916, 24 sata na dan.
Fred, you asked if anyone had any tips for the April edition that we might pass on to the other audio service subscribers. I have one that might be considered. It has to do with increasing the sensitivity of any radio, and the way to do it is to operate the radio when it's cold. Not freezing, just cold. Now, it's well known that batteries, of course, should be stored in a refrigerator because the cold temperature means there's less chemical action. There's less molecular motion within the battery, if you will, and therefore fewer chemicals in the battery are used up during storage, and that's been known for many years. And you can see immediately that the same thing is true for any radio, too, it's just that you might not think of it. Any radio using transistors or other solid-state components, of course, and I guess just about all of them do these days. Not only that, but you know, a lot of the hiss that you hear on a radio is caused by the random motion of molecules in the solid-state devices themselves. And so the answer is to keep your radio in a refrigerator, not the freezer. Let me keep repeating that, since it might damage the sensitive electrolytic capacitors. But in a refrigerator, cool it way down. So how to operate the radio when it's still cold? Well, I would have suggested you slip on a coat and climb into the icebox with the radio, except that's against the law and rather dumb anyway, I guess. After all, you'd have to drill a hole through the metal walls for the antenna wire, since obviously no radio signals would penetrate the shielded metal refrigerator. You might enclose your radio in a big block of ice with just the knobs sticking out. Of course, that gets a little messy when the ice starts to melt, and battery replacement is a bit tricky. My own technique is to blow very cold air on my radio by connecting a 4-inch air hose between the radio and the exhaust port on the back of my microwave oven. You see, this gives exceedingly cold air, as you know. I slip on some warm gloves, and I'm set for an evening of productive DXing. No, and I can cook up some popcorn in the microwave while I'm about it.
It is time for yet another stellar production of whatever this thing is. What the hell is it?
Hey! What are you trying to do? You ruined my record, man! I just bought it!
I don't care what you just bought. You get your little fanny perpendicular and get ready for school.
I'm not going to school.
What do you mean you're not going to school?
Just what I said. I'm not going to school.
And why not?
It's time to bone Phil Wayne again. 20 dynamic hits. Phil Wayne sings the best of slithering, slimy sales songs. You get the best. It's an official party record. One you can't do without. Not on KTEL. Not on Ronco. Not available in any store. Here's how to order.
To get the best of Phil's slithering, slimy sales songs, send $5.95 plus your MasterCard to Phil Wayne Sings the Best of Slithering, Slimy Sales Songs, care of WXRA, Clay, New York. And we thank you.
Stop this crazy thing!
Hi, DXers. Phil Wayne here inside your cassette with Market Scope, the monthly audio column that seeks out radio stations across this great land and brings them into the privacy of your home. And of course, this is the April edition, where anything goes, and believe me, everything will.
Angel of the Morning, Merrilee Rush, bringing back the memories on WCWA, AM 1230, Nat King Cole again before that. Good morning to you. Nice to be with you. This is Mike Shepherd with more of the unforgettable sounds of a Wednesday morning. We're playing favorites here at AM 1230. And Barbara's going to be on hand to talk about the EPA Superfund program. That's on the Larry King Show. Always interesting and entertaining listening for your all-night enjoyment. Midnight till 5:30 weeknights, and the best of King Saturday nights.
WCWA.
There you go. Now you know the rest of the story. 6 minutes till 9, WCWA. No, that's not it. WXKR. Well, let's see, how many times have you done it?
I almost did it once. Almost.
Yeah.
But I pulled out of it. You went right down in flames, pal.
Well, they're either sitting on the tractor or glowing near the reactor out in Livermore. You know they're even looking for sexual healing at KFRC. KFRC's Don St. John gets on in a few minutes. I'm going to win the bet. He's going to let you hear Eric Clapton's new one, I Got a Rock and Roll Heart. Listen, it's 10:50. Mark Morris Tires is having a special. A Quaker State lube, oil, and filter for only $11.99.
Tickets at Bass Outlets in at the door.
KFRC.
How'd you like to see some old Cab Calloway movies like Howdy, Howdy, Ho? And the Rhythm and Blues Review, all you have to do is put yourself next to the Black Filmmakers Hall of Fame. And you got it all? You got to find out with a little call in Oakland at 465-0804.
United Airlines announces the...
Why, thank you. I was looking that good.
Ow, now.
560 KYA with the Vogues from 1965, and you're the one. It's about 10 minutes away from 4 on your Thursday morning. Paula Kelly reminding you that San Quentin Prison has 100 correctional officer openings at this point in time. Now, applicants must be 21 years of age and high school graduates in order to qualify. Applications are available right now at any of your local EDD offices. That is FYI from 1260 KYA.
Los Angeles is Car Radio. The KHJ Continuous Traffic Monitor Report's got some Caltrans closures for you this morning. In the Anaheim area, all lanes of the southbound Santa Ana Freeway from Cotella Avenue to the Garden Grove Freeway will be closed until 7 o'clock this morning. In the San Fernando Valley area, the left lanes of the southbound San Diego Freeway from the Ventura Freeway to Ventura Boulevard will be closed until 10 o'clock this morning. Also in the San Fernando Valley area, the three right lanes of the northbound San Diego Freeway from Burbank Boulevard to Roscoe Boulevard will be closed until 10 o'clock this morning. At 2:01, this is information from 93KHJ, an RKO radio station recorded.
Will striking Flint spark a settlement?
Casey McHugh, thank goodness for the Braves in the rhythm section. Without the Braves, Padres would be in last place. Without the rhythm section, miss some good music, that's for sure. Imaginary lover to Steve Goddard, 16 past 3.
A Q in the morning and a Q at night. As long as I'm Q and I'm feeling all right. Take it from me, you'll really go far. Win some money when you're Q in your car.
Don't delay, Ray. Put a stick on your bumper and holler. KCBQ, give me the dollars.
Get an IQ sticker from 7-Eleven and listen to win $50, $100, or $1,000 from
KCBQ.
We can make it happen.
Oh, E.F. Hutton must be speaking. It says KCBQ, 6 past 1 o'clock, and I got another $1,000 license plate number coming up in seconds. If you got an IQ sticker on your bumper, well, stay close.
Your Wolfman just loving being here with you on a Sunday afternoon. Yes, indeed. I love the music, and I love you for listening to KCBQ.
I'm Milt Fullerton, NBC News.
Yeah!
CNAM and FM Baldwinsville. Syracuse's Oldies Channel at FM 92 and AM 1050. Playing your favorites from the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Don't ever get caught without a supply of POC. Keep it ready to serve. POC means pleasure on call. Wouldn't a POC taste good right now?
Hey, I hope you're having a fine evening and enjoying the sounds of tonight's edition of the Dick Clark Show on Channel 14.
From Action Central, Washington, London, WHK Better Lines at 25.
Brought to you by Revco Discount Drug Centers, America's only total discount drug chain. Ed Hirsch reporting. On this Memorial Day, a 20-year-old Akron man held by police. He's charged with shooting to death another man his age and wounding even another. WHK's Weather Eye on Cleveland, Maple Heights, and Chardon. Clearing and cooler tonight with a low of 44 degrees, mostly sunny and warmer Friday with a high of 76. Fair and not as cool Friday night. The wind is from the north at 10 miles per hour. Humidity is 70%. Barometer is steady. Temperature in the Cleveland area is still 59 degrees. It's 59 degrees. These banner lines brought to you by Revco Discount Drug Centers, America's only total discount drug chain. Be sure to check the WHK Revco Community Bulletin Boards at your neighborhood Revco store for your community's items of interest. Ed Hirsch at your service.
It's time now for the Golden Circle Play of the Day. Into the Golden Circle, an old song and a great talent in music land. This is James Brown with The Prisoner of Love.
Going on all week long from the new CFL. We got it all. Ring a bell. Looking for a woman who
Rod Stewart faces. Stay with me, Big Ron O'Brien, hanging out at 6:07. Good weather coming up. You get out on the beach and get crazy. Going to be fair tonight with a low around 65. Sunshine tomorrow and hot. High around 90. Winds are southwest at 10. Northwest has 87. Southwest has 87. Kind of cool down here. Downtown of Marina City, 77 degrees from the new CFL. CFL. 12 minutes after 6 o'clock with Big Ron O'Brien. I'd like to thank all the people who came out to the Chicago Theater today. Had a couple of hairy moments, but we're still alive. And you'll be glad to know that Dick Saint's bruises will be healed by tomorrow morning. Big scar in his left forehand. I love that woman. Tell me something good. Tell me Shaka Khan's waiting in the lobby with no clothes on. That's Rufus at 6:22.
Here in our studio, we have...
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Those last two commercials just gave me a great idea. Tonight, when you're hanging around with a beer, try a little Ajax in it. Ajax and Michelob.
Gallet's body is not one of the three found yesterday in Lebanon. KFRC Northern California weather. If you care about the sun, you're going to have plenty of it. High 75 today and a gorgeous weekend. Going to go sailing?
No.
I don't think so. Oh, good thing. Got to get your mouth straight first. From KFRC, it's Dr. Don Rose.
It'll straighten out the sails after that. Fact, if you got a big weekend coming up, here's the Dr. Don Rose romantic tip. Beware if your blind date orders Vaseline for dessert.
What?
Oh, and this late word just in. The Food and Drug Administration announced today that Gatorade is a fertility drug. Or is it a... Or maybe it's a futility drug. I don't know. This portion of the program is brought to you by Guido's Piano Lessons, where your kid learns to play the piano or gets his fingers broken. It's easy enough to be pleasant when life is carefree and chipper. But the man worthwhile is the one who can smile when he catches himself in his zipper. 7:05.
Men and women join Dateline Computer Dating. They join to meet people, and they do. People with whom they have something in common. People with whom they can build a new social life. Dateline is fun, and a great many men and women who join find someone special. Someone to share their lives with. You could be one of them. If you live in the UK, and if you're a girl over 17 or a man over 18, find out more by sending your age, name, and address to Dateline, Radio Luxembourg, London, West 1.
Couldn't get along without my collars now.
Came home and caught the relax. That horn belongs to little boy blue.
Oh, it's nice to hear that again. The moments there without the wet nuts and a jack in the box. Right, on the telephone, we have got a gentleman by the name of Matthew Connor. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Not too bad. Plenty of sunshine today. Gives you a bit of a headache when you have too much.
Yeah, it's been really nice today.
It's been fabulous. And it's so hot and humid tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, sitting here in my shorts, I tell you what, I'm sweltering. Terrible it is. I tell you something, when we have the cold weather, we always sort of say, I'd love to go and live in California with the sunshine and the sand and all that. And I'm getting too much of this weather now, and I'm not sure I can handle it all year round, you know. Anyway, Matthew, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've just finished school, done my A-levels, and hope to go to university in October.
Which university are you hoping to go to?
Southampton.
How many A-levels did you take?
Three.
You think you've got them?
Hope so.
Let's hope so, eh? Anybody you'd like to give a mention to?
Just the sixth form of Norton Hill School, Miss Ann Norton.
Great. Okay, then, shall we get down to the Steely game?
Okay.
Right, now that I'm feeling the same object as last night, were you listening?
I heard one.
Well, we established it was pretty small, and it's made of glass.
Right.
Okay, so you're going to get a little over 30 seconds. I'll answer your questions with a yes or with a no. Good luck, Matthew. Off you go.
Okay, so it's made of glass.
Yep.
And it's a sort of container.
Sort of a container, yes, that's right.
Is it an ashtray?
No.
Is it fairly heavy?
For its size, not really, no.
Heavy enough to be a paperweight?
It would just about hold down paper, yeah.
It's not a paperweight, though.
It's not a paperweight, no.
Would it contain liquid?
Yes.
Is it a bottle of some sort?
Yes, it is. And there's the gonger, so you're going to have a wild guess. He's so close.
A wine bottle.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Gary Mack Show from the Much More Music Station.
KHJ Los Angeles.
o'clock in Los Angeles.
If you only knew. Just past 10 o'clock at KHJ, it's Terry Mawson. It's a weekend. It's gorgeous. Get out there and enjoy it. I know you've earned that sleep, but it is beautiful. Before we go do anything else, let me remind you, if you're in Anaheim, that it's 10 o'clock. It's time for the Rams talent search for cheerleaders, song leaders, dancers, singers, gymnasts. Right now at Anaheim Stadium, it just opened up. The talent search for cheerleaders for the Rams. So grab those photos and those leotards and get out there. Merle and Willie from KHJ.
Well, that'll just about do it. That'll wrap it up. I'm going to make this short and sweet. Just like to say thank you to everybody here for the last couple of months and really to everyone in Syracuse in the last couple of years. It's been a lot of fun. I really enjoyed myself here and like to thank a lot of people for helping me. Might be back someday. You never know. I'll be taking a job out of state, so to speak. Matter of fact, it's out of state, as a matter of fact, right? Well, enjoy the rest of the day. Todd Parker's coming up next. I'll see you all later. Bye. Festivities.
High Noon with Bob Zach on the Voice of Labor. The first contest is underway and you could win a Caribbean cruise. Details this hour from 104.7 Super CFL.
WFM 88.7 WAYJ, Fort Myers, Naples, Cape Coral, 702. You're discovering a way in Christ. Here's Petra. He came, he saw, he conquered. Let's not forget that. 88.7 WAYFM.
WDR2 and Joey Ryan with a telephone ringing here. See if someone's going to get that Q jackpot, a whole lot of money for some short little words that you have to answer.
Hello.
Hi there. This is Joey Ryan from WDRQ Radio, and we're on the air live right now. Who am I speaking with, please?
Who do you want?
Well, I wondered who we might be speaking with.
Well, who do you want to speak with?
Well, no one in particular. Listen, you know what? If you would have answered your phone with the phrase, WDRQ's a ball, you could have ripped me off for $2,542.83 in cash. Okay, we'll be calling out again a little later on. Keep it on the Q, 93 FM, and the next time your phone rings, answer it, WDRQ's a ball. WDRQ. $2,542.83 to the Q jackpot.
Take two.
Yeah.
Take two.
It's 8:42 and time for Mary Worth.
The thought of you fishing a dollar bill out of your G-string threw me completely off my feed, Dennis Staples. Dennis has a... Dennis used to be, as a matter of fact, with the all-male dance review. When did you appear? When would you come on stage?
When they wanted all the women to go home.
Yeah. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, today's Mary Worth is brought to you by the newspaper that most business moguls leave in the men's room, the Wall Street Journal.
That one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And here is today's episode, then. Now on with the show. Now for something completely different. On his talk program on the radio in Santa Royale, California, at K-137,
right.
Monty Madison says, let's open the telephones now and sample public opinion about our guest. That's you, Professor Cameron. And Ian Cameron says, well, that moots me sign. Monty says, pardon me. And Ian says, I mean, that suits me fine. When I get excited like this, I often mix up the first letters of my words. Monty says, oh, well, that's interesting. Well, anyway, the question, folks, is should a man with Ian Cameron's ignoble reputation teach at a tech-supported university like our university here in Santa Royale? Ian says, no, here you, Monty. I mean, how dare you, Monty? And Monty says, I'll bet this little letter exchange problem has caused you trouble from time to time. And Ian says, boo, yet it has. I mean, you bet it has. Monty says, like how? And Ian says, well, I lost my job once. Monty says, when was that? Ian says, when I was hired to sell seersucker suits at Cox Brothers Clothes.
This is Paul Harvey.
Hello, Paul. This is WGR in Buffalo calling.
Really?
Yeah. And could you tell us what your kicker is going to be today? The last story on the newscast?
All right.
Should be the last one in the stack there.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right.
Did you hear about that?
I think he found it.
Vandals cut a hole in the fence surrounding the nudist resort. Police said they would look into it.
Thank you, Paul.
Good day.
The guy's great. Paul Harvey, mornings at 8:30, noon, and the rest of the story at 5:30 p.m. on WGR.
Yes, good day, Paul.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
I'll be back next month from the shores of Lake Michigan. And now, here he is.
Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Thanks, Phil. Historical moments in radio, recalling events in the development of modern radio broadcasting. Hello again, I'm John Bowker, and in this edition we're going to look back at the months of April for a few of the events that helped shape this exciting industry. You know, we've had some pretty heavy dose of legalese recently in this column, and from time to time we'll keep you up on some of the legislative history of radio broadcasting, but this month let's talk about some of the specific stations and what's happened to them over the years. For instance, it was in April of 1932, April 1st, in fact, and this is no joke, that the joint operations in Clearwater, Florida, operating under the call letters WFLA and WSUN, began the first directional antenna operations in the United States. The antenna system was installed by Ray Wilmot, a well-respected consulting engineer of the day, an English chap. Certain of the specifications had been worked out by a recent graduate of the University of Wisconsin, a fellow named George H. Brown, who went on to develop equations, by the way, for the top-loaded antennas you see around the country from time to time. Brown had been a student of at Wisconsin with the famous Professor Reginald Fessenden, and yes, Professor Fessenden is the same one that made that Christmas Eve broadcast in 1906 from Brent Rock, Massachusetts. Small world, isn't it? And it was in April in 1933 that NBC finally disbanded its Gold network to save the network line charges and to reduce some of the confusion caused by so many of its networks. Oh, yes, there was a Gold network. There was a red, orange, gold, and blue networks operated all at the same time by NBC. Did you know that? The Gold network duplicated certain of the other coverage of stations. It consisted of KPO in San Francisco, KECA in Los Angeles, KEX in Portland, and KJR in Seattle. Oh, and in Spokane, it had KGA. That was the Gold network of the NBC network. An entrepreneur in Cleveland tried out a novel scheme in April of 1935. Starting at least then, he had traveled a bit and noted that many of the hotel rooms had a switch on the wall that would permit the lodger to select up to 5 radio channels, so we wouldn't have to know where to tune for stations in that locale. He reasoned that most people didn't care much for having to tune around and remember just where their favorite station appeared on the dial, even in their own homes, so he began a system in Cleveland of wired radio, 5 channels piped by telephone lines into people's homes. Technically, the system could have worked out fine, but economically, there was just no way to compete with a station selector switch or tuning knob on a regular radio, and the idea fizzled in just a few months, but it was an interesting approach. CBS went on a spending spree in April 1936. They decided to invest in a radio station in the nation's second largest market, Los Angeles. And they bought a struggling station known as KNX. And they paid $1.3 million cash, which at the time was the largest amount of money ever paid for any radio station in the country. As the Second World War had just started by early 1942, the War Production Board in this country put a clamp on the distribution of just about anything that wasn't termed essential in the U.S. So this included shellac, of course. But you see, to a broadcaster, shellac was essential because phonograph records were all made from shellac. The record companies obliged the need for great quantities of records, though, as everybody knew they'd come through. and in spite of the WPB's ruling on shellac, they converted over to records made of a rather expensive new product called Vinyl Light. Jeez, what is this new field of plastics leading to? First came Bakelite, and now Vinyl Light. Will they never stop inventing new words? Lots of new broadcast stations have signed on the air during April's over the years, among them WPEN in Philadelphia, 1929, KOB, or if you prefer, KKOB in Albuquerque. They came on the air when there hardly was even an Albuquerque. That was 1922. But the day of April 1st, 1950, ushered in a bright new sound to residents of southeastern Vermont, southwestern New Hampshire, northern Massachusetts, with the playing of the national anthem and the recital of a brief prayer when WTSA in Brattleboro, Vermont signed on at 6 a.m. For Historical Moments in Radio, this is John Bowker.
Thank you very much, John, and a quick thank you to Belinda Rajenovic for her translation of my scripts for the DX Audio Service. I'd like to say another quick thank you to all the membership for making the DX Audio Service what it is. Happy anniversary, and we'll see you on the May edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.